I work with the Christchurch City Council, currently in the Green Space Unit. I am the STITS project area leader and have been extensively involved in the bigger picture planning. The management of the city's waterways and wetlands has changed dramatically since the Resource Management Act came into being. Historically, the city's waterways were managed just for drainage values and there were a lot of box drains around. Today, waterways and wetlands are managed for 6 values. These are landscape, heritage, culture, recreation, landscape and drainage. When we're looking at the management of waterways and wetlands, we actually investigate and assess and manage for all those values. It doesn't mean they're all equal in every location. In terms of the STICS, we worked with the community, investigated those 6 values, and the community has come up with 5 long-term visions for this area. 1 is a viable spring-fed river ecosystem. 2, a source-to-sea experience, so being able to start at Nunwick Park and walk all the way down to the sea. 3, the living laboratory. 4, the STICS is a place to be. And 5, partnerships. In terms of this reserve, all those visions are being recognised. We've enhanced the habitat in this area. We've now got the lakes, which weren't there historically. That was a box drain. Secondly, the history of the area has been recognised, firstly in the name of the reserve, Janet Stewart, and the retention of this ash tree. The ash tree indicates the location of a cottage that used to be here, and the ash tree grew from a stake that was planted to hold the safe. From a recreational perspective, we see the walkway alongside the STICS meandering through the reserve. There's now a jetty to get boat access, and it's just a lovely place to be. From a landscape perspective, the views are wonderful. As you drive along Lower STICS Road, every time I drive down there, I just look out over the lakes and the wildlife and think how magical it is. As a place to be and to recognise culture, we've planted a paharakiki. And this has come about through the work and the efforts of Erin McNeil. The flax has come from Lincoln, Landcare Research, and it was being pulled out. It was no longer needed. Fortunately, Erin McNeil recognised the importance of this flax. It's wonderful weaving flax. It's come from the flax mills in Foxton. And she was looked around where possibly these flax plants could be replanted so that the future generations and the wider Christchurch community could benefit. And she contacted me at the Christchurch City Council, and it was at that stage that we were developing the overall concept for Janet Stewart Reserve, and I saw an opportunity to actually plant those plants in keeping with our 6 values approach to waterways and wetlands. So the plants were planted here, and at that stage we also set up Te Kurari, which was a group that was looking at planting plants around the city, specifically for weaving purposes. And we worked with that group, and we eventually got these planted. The plants went in 1998. There were several people involved, and people like Simon Rutherford were here right from the start and actually were involved on that first planting day. Since the flax plants have been planted, they've grown exceptionally well, and the weavers do comment on how good they are for weaving. And we've had a huge number of requests, and it's surprising the number of people that are actually coming down here, including teachers from schools. One of the issues is the ongoing management of the reserve, particularly making sure that people know how to cut the plants, and also that it's been used for the right purposes. It's a cultural resource. We want to promote the craft of weaving. We want to get everybody interested and involved in it so that those skills aren't lost. As part of the wider vision for the STICS Learning Laboratory, we have acquired land downstream. It contains 2 houses, and we see that being a centre for research and learning, and would like to see the activities associated with this paharakiki linked into with what's happening down there, perhaps having facilities for teaching, facilities for storage, facilities for school groups to come and actually understand what it means to actually harvest flax and then take it away and learn how to weave it in a wonderful environment associated with the waterway itself. It's a vision for the future. I don't have a crystallised view of how it should happen, but I think if we all participate, it'll be a wonderful legacy for the next generation.